Cloudy. I'm Christine Hostler with 91X News. Lower Trent conservation areas are getting a high-tech boost this Thursday. QR codes will be posted at several of the larger conservation areas, which will provide users with a trail map. QR codes, which look like barcodes, can be scanned using smartphones. Daniel Orr, communications assistant with Lower Trent Conservation, says this is a way to show conservation areas are moving forward.
A lot of people don't think technology and conservation or the environment kind of mesh, but there's a balance somewhere, and I think this is a neat little way to balance that.
The unveiling will take place at Bleasdale Boulder Conservation Area at 10 a.m. this Thursday. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff calls Stephen Harper un-Canadian. The Prime Minister defends his campaign over kicking people out of campaign events, and the NDP focuses on the sandwich generation. Terry Pudwell has that story.
The Prime Minister is facing tough questions about how he's running his campaign after reports that two young women were ordered to leave a Tory event in London, Ontario. But Stephen Harper says it's all okay.
I think the campaign is going well.
Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff says Harper is making Canada a very un-Canadian place. NDP leader Jack Layton is in Winnipeg, where he's focusing on the so-called sandwich generation, aiming programs at people who have to care for both children and aging parents. And Green Party leader Elizabeth May is in federal court today in her fight to take part in next week's televised election debates. From the Canadian Press Election Desk, I'm Terry Pidwell.
Green Party leader Elizabeth May won't be joining the other party leaders on debate night. Federal Court Judge Mark Nadin decided not to expedite the case before the first debate on Tuesday. The Greens wanted a judicial review of the CRTC policy that says broadcasters do not have to include all political parties in debates. The BC government is tightening the reins on animal cruelty laws around its sled dog industry. 10 recommendations were made after the slaughter of 70 to 100 dogs last April, when bookings apparently collapsed for Whistler's Howling Dog Tours following the 2010 Olympics. Premier Christy Clark says her government will adopt all the recommendations, including increases to fines up to $75,000 and 2 years in jail for the worst cases. The province will also introduce a mandatory standard of care for the sled dog industry and require annual inspections. The province will also grant the BC SPCA with a $100,000 grant and will ask the federal government for tougher criminal code laws against animal cruelty. Right now, certification is left to the industry, but the province is encouraged to create an association that certifies sled dog operators. Canada is expected to outshine the rest of the G7 countries in economic growth in the first half of the year. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development forecasts Canada's economy will grow by 5.2% in the first quarter and 3.8% in the second. Think Tank's latest forecast excludes Japan because of the uncertainty over the cost of the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disasters. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Leah Vandenberg with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Leah Vandenberg with 91X Sport. The Wellington Dukes will be in Oakville tomorrow night for Game 2 action for the OJAHL Buckland Cup. There are 9 teams in NHL action on a busy night, with 5 Canadian teams playing. Chicago takes on Montreal, Philadelphia visits Ottawa, Edmonton takes on Vancouver, and the Maple Leafs continue their playoff push when they host the Capitals. Also, the Raptors will take on the New York Knicks in one of 13 NBA games tonight. And in baseball action, the Blue Jays will play the Oakland Athletics. Shoulder and wrist ailments will sideline Kim Clijsters for a month and force her to miss Belgium's FedEd Cup semifinal next week against the Czech Republic. The U.S. Open and Australian Open champion says she overexerted herself during a busy spring schedule. Clijsters hopes to resume playing on clay May 9th in Rome, giving her 2 weeks to prepare for the French Open. Tiger Woods will be playing the first 2 days of the Masters with U.S. Open champion Graham McDowell, who rallied from a four-shot deficit to beat Woods last December. Also in their group for the opening 2 rounds will be Robert Allenby. Former champion Mike Weir of Brightsgrove, Ontario, is also in this year's field. Two unbeaten teams could square off tonight as Canada's Jeff Stoughton faces Scotland at the Ford World's Men Curling Championship. Both teams are 5-0, heading into today's play in Regina. Canada plays France and the Scots take on China prior to this evening's showdown. That's sports. Here's Christine Hostler with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with sunny periods, chance of showers early this afternoon, clearing late this afternoon, and a high of 6. Tonight, clear and a low of -1. Wednesday, increasing cloudiness with a chance of wet flurries in the morning, then 60% chance of rain later on, clearing up in the evening, and a high of 8. Thursday, sunny, low -5, and a high of -9. High of 9. Right now, it's 5 degrees. I'm Christine Hostler with Leah Vandenberg, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.